Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Just how much of the Great Reset has already dug its blood-soaked talons into modern civilization?
Standing up for our people in Canada, we will have a government under my leadership that works for Canadians, and I will ban all my ministers from any involvement in the World Economic Forum.
I've got a message for all illegals. If you don't want to be pushed back, if you don't want to be arrested, if you don't want to be shot, don't come to our borders. Do not come to the Polish border. Then you're safe. It's not us. It's not our police who came up to beat you up, to push you, or to arrest you. It's you who tried to break the law on our land.
Even though churches, gyms, schools, weddings, funerals, stay-at-home orders, curfews, mask mandates, vax mandates, and every business closed except big corporate chains like Walmart and big tech thriving and the biggest transfer of wealth, they'll credibly say we were never actually really locked down. That's what then they're redefining it in real time as we speak.
The signs of sabotage are numerous and widespread as the vultures of Great Reset tyranny circle a sickened and angered populace that is on track for a mass starvation event in the very near future.
It was an article on the UN website. Per the UN, about 860 million people could starve to death in the next 24 months, almost a billion.
So in the next 24 months?
Yeah.
People depend on you for what's left of the food, you control them. Where food is abundant and cheap, you do not control them. Where energy is cheap and abundant, you do not control them. Scarcity equals dependency equals control. And that's why they're targeting the food chain, they're targeting the energy supply, they're targeting everything.
French President Emmanuel Macron's country has been flooded with the United Nations self-proclaimed replacement migration. Regardless of what the propaganda denying its existence would have you believe, Macron is now priming the pump for energy crises and food shortages as the World Economic Forum once again tightens its grip on the neck of the French people.
What we are living through is a time of great upheaval. Firstly, because we are witnessing, and not just since this summer, but over the past few years, the end of what we might have seen as abundance.
Disgraced California Governor Gavin Newsom has said the quiet part out loud, pushing California towards a goal of zero emissions by 2035, and 30% or 14 million of California's drivers into electric vehicles within 4 years. Currently, there are roughly just a mere 1 million driving electric vehicles in the golden state of liberal lunacy.
In the next 15 years, we will eliminate in the state of California the sales of internal combustion engines.
Extreme heat will grip much of the state through the Labor Day weekend. This morning, Governor Gavin Newsom is laying out ways you can stay safe and prevent putting a strain on the electrical grid over the upcoming days. Let's listen in.
We voluntarily ask you to do a little bit more to help us get through the next week or so, to turn, interestingly, up a little bit the thermostat at home to 78 degrees. Try to pre-cool earlier in the day the home. Try not to use too much electricity in those key hours, and the key hours are between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
When Biden himself has blazed an unprecedented trail torching our constitutional republic.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
For those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
We are watching right now a very radical and extreme Republican Party mirror what we have seen in other places like Nazi Germany, like other places like the Bolsheviks.
If we
are not able to ask skeptical questions, to interrogate those who tell us that something is true, to be skeptical of those in authority, then we're up for grabs for the next charlatan, political or religious, who comes ambling along.
John Bounder.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Robert Barnes guest hosting. Today we'll be discussing to what is going to be the next step in the deep state's war on Trump and Trumpists, on the MAGA movement, and on populists and those challenging the globalist agenda across the country, in what seems to be an escalation in what was originally intended from the January 6th operation to Biden's speech this week, to the raid on Trump's home, where more details have come out, both exposing the degree and scale of corruption involved in that investigation and the intention of going after even the president's own family, maybe even his teenage son, as a way to try to limit President Trump's future political aspirations. We'll be discussing that and more a little bit later in the show. First up, a wide range of topics today to discuss, both Trump's rally in Pennsylvania, what it shows and how it scares the establishment, so much that presidential historian Michael Beschloss was on Twitter demanding during Trump's speech that Trump be jailed and that Trump go to prison. That's the degree of inanity and insanity gripping the deep state establishment. Indeed, one could argue that much of Biden's speech this past week wasn't just so much a speech targeting Trump and Trump supporters as it was a speech of the deep state's rage at their impotence and incompetence in being able to control and limit the ability of the MAGA movement to continue to grow across the nation, and of populism to grow and expand across the globe. Clearly, when whoever designed the set for V for Vendetta thought that it would be a good idea to script it for Biden's speech, the same mindset and mentality previously gripped him as we saw Zelensky give a speech to Congress that looked something like right out of 1984. Apparently, whoever read the 2 minutes of hate speech represented in the film and the book of George Orwell, apparently thought that maybe they should just replicate it in general. They've seen movies like V for Vendetta and 1984 as scripts to follow rather than as something to be terrified of, to oppose, to try to refuse and reject. It shows the degree to which the deep state has lost its mind, and that's what makes the deep state so dangerous, is when it gets to the place where it feels its own existence is at risk, then it has been shown to be willing to do anything. Indeed, we could go back to the assassinations of President John Kennedy, presidential candidate Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, the impeachment of President Nixon, just in the United States in a 10-year span, where the deep state didn't think its agenda was being sufficiently implemented. Or we could look all around the world. People forget that Latin America was replaced with dictators throughout the 1960s, to where pretty much the entire continent was aligned with deep state dictators rather than the local indigenous populist movements in many of those nations. Same with Central America. The overthrowing of Arbenz was considered to be a major event that led to the radicalization of peasant and worker and civil rights movements across Central and Latin America, more towards the hard left, because of the deep state's unwillingness to accept any form of popular restraint or restriction on its institutional power. Indeed, as we will discuss later on, there is substantial evidence that what the deep state is seeking is a legal imprimatur, a judicial approval and sanction that their power supersedes the president's constitutional power. This is the mindset that they are seeking. And Biden is an effective personality to represent the dementia candidate of these deep state policies. Policies that have long been out of step with both the American people, but increasingly just economic, geopolitical, military reality. We're seeing that same thing in Ukraine. For example, while the Western press and the sort of the current version of the Drudge Report, which is not like the old Drudge Report since Matt Drudge sold it some years ago, often will portray the deep state agenda as winning. They'll say Trump's in trouble, just like they say Ukraine is succeeding in the conflict. There was this great counteroffensive that was talked about for almost a month or so, weeks and weeks in advance, that Ukraine was going to launch against the Kherson region, which is a little bit north of Crimea, controlled by the Russians since the very beginning of this conflict, in at least this version of the conflict in 2021 and 2022. And how did the counteroffensive go? Well, it's such a disaster, such a debacle. They basically just put out their soldiers and many of them conscripts to just be executed en masse by Russian artillery. Because of Russian artillery superiority and Russian Air Force superiority and air superiority in general, as well as superiority of trained and skilled soldiers rather than conscripts and recent trainees. Indeed, the UK report about taking 10,000 or so Ukrainians and training them, the internal report leaked this week that showed these people are just going to die quickly on the battlefield. There's just no means to quickly, capably help them. So what happened with this major so-called counteroffensive? They left them abandoned in the fields in open territory with little protection against the opposing superior air power and artillery. And so many deaths that for certain parts of Ukraine, they're creating memorials in honor of the people who died just in this counteroffensive by the Ukrainians. To no great success. A few small towns they capture, they lose the next day. They end up ensnared in a certain place and just get taken out en masse. And so what some wonder, with the Russians continually gaining more land in the Donbass, more land in the southern part of Ukraine, more capacity to go over towards Odessa, to be in a position to seize all of the farm-rich lands in Ukraine, seize all of the industrial-rich regions of Ukraine, seize all the seaside regions of Ukraine, including not only the Sea of Azov, which they now completely control, the Russians, but also the Black Sea, and basically leave Ukraine a landlocked country stripped of its major oil, industrial, mineral, and agricultural resources. And large parts of these parts of the country also correspond, not coincidentally given Soviet and Russian history, to the strong Russian ancestral provision parts of the nation. So what we are on pace for is a complete, utter debacle in Ukraine, comparable to what we just witnessed in Afghanistan a few months ago, to which we saw glimpses of this week in Iraq with major protests rocking even the green zone at different points in Iraq. These continuous with in Syria, discussions between Syria's Bashar Assad and Erdogan of Turkey to cut a deal to come to a settlement resolution that would effectively push the U.S. out of Syria. What was that 10-year civil war for? So one more example of complete deep state disaster all around the globe, and their response to it is to try to increase the level of repression here at home. They have almost no choice but to do so, and that is why they will continue to do so. But one of their tools of oppression, a tool of surveillance known as geolocation, discussed in Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2000 Mules, about the election fornication that took place in 2020, is actually also starting to come out in a wide range of legal action, including the FTC's legal action against the company, private suits that are brought against others related to the geolocation issues. And what is being exposed in these cases is two facts. One, Dinesh D'Souza's hypothesis and evidentiary presentation in 2000 Mules is being increasingly reaffirmed. What the evidence increasingly shows is that geolocation easily and capably can find you wherever you are at, and it can aggregate your personal history to where it knows everything you do. Indeed, this is the part that people didn't fully realize. They started to understand that programs like Nest, programs like the various Apple and Google apps in your home, the smart TVs, the little camera on your computer, were all capable of recording you for information. What a lot of people underappreciated is that the reason why you get all those free apps on your cell phone and on your tablets is because they, in exchange for the freedom of that app, you're selling them your tracking and tracing information. And the net effect of that is that they're able to track everywhere you go. And from that, have a real detailed pattern about your lifestyle. In fact, one of the issues that we'll be discussing up next is it turns out local police all across the country are some of the key subscribers to these geolocation services. And they've been using it in investigative techniques, even though it's been considered illegal by the U.S. Supreme Court to use these kind of techniques for quite some time. They're following you everywhere you go, church meetings, political meetings, personal activities. Did you visit an addiction recovery facility? You name it. We're going to discuss that on the other side of the break, as well as what the next risk for false flags or deep state strategies may be up next throughout the rest of the program. So come back and we'll be discussing each of those facts and factors and more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On this Sunday, we're going to be discussing a range of issues, including what are the greatest risks of red flags or the deep state's next steps in their desperate efforts to continue to maintain and control their monopoly on institutional influence in the United States against the populist resistance, against the MAGA movement, against President Trump, especially as their international adventurism continues to fall apart and collapse, as the attempt to sanction Russia backfire on the West. And as their various efforts at political control continue to slip right through their hands, as popular resistance continues to grow across the political landscape from left to right, from nation to nation. But up next, we're going to be discussing, have you ever heard of something called a certain little program that has a fog reveal? That's the name of it, fog reveal. You might not have, but your local police agency probably has, because what is fog reveal? Well, Fog Reveal is a surveillance program that gathers up all the data from various data brokers and vendors all across the globe, but particularly the United States of America, concerning your cell phone activity. What most people don't know is that they effectively sign a secret contract, because it's secret to most of the people that get the free apps on their phone, is that in exchange they give up their rights to not have their information tracked, traced, and then sold. And the net effect of this, as a recent substantial report by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, joined with the Associated Press and others, detail, is local police agencies are some of the big subscribers to this service. So what happens first is you, on your phone or your tablet, you put an app in it, you don't realize you've given up your private information. And now that phone is going to track every place you go. Not just track. People have understood that you're being spied on through your computer, through your phone can intercept your conversations, of course. Your texts are being surveilled. They understood those aspects of centralized storage and various usage of smart technology. Most people underappreciated the significance and consequence of having your everywhere you go tracked. This is like having a personal tracer. Rather than on your car, it's on your body. Wherever your phone goes, it goes. Now, a lot of people in the press tried to push away D'Souza's 2000 Mules movie on the grounds that, hey, you can't really have that precise location. But as a recent Federal Trade Commission lawsuit brought against the company that's engaged in these activities, as these information from these investigative journalistic reports about what police agencies are up to, in fact, it creates extraordinarily accurate, precise information, because there's a single device known to your phone and tablet that are then assigned and associated with various residential and other IP address activities of your computer, and they can combine it to create a personal roadmap of everything. They see every place you go online. They can track everywhere you go physically. Between the two, they have a perfect script of who you are. They know what you're about. So if somebody went to an abortion clinic, they know it. If somebody went to a drug rehab facility, they know it. If somebody went to a popular place for the purchase of illegal items, they know it. Somebody went to a gun store, they know it. Somebody went to church, they know it. In fact, the old joke about Facebook used to be that if you've liked five things on Facebook, Facebook knows you as well as a casual friend. If you've liked 10 things on Facebook, Facebook knows you as well as a good friend. If you've liked 20 things on Facebook, Facebook knows you as well as a family member. And if you've liked 50 or more things on Facebook, Facebook knows you better than your spouse. That's the old mantra. Now take all of that social media mind data, combine it with all the internet tracking data, aggregate that to all the purchase tracking data, and now put in your physical location tracking data. And what they have is a eye in the sky on everybody all the time that makes Enemy of the State look like a lighthearted romp of a film from 30 years ago. So that's the net effect of what's there. And this has always been there, but the government has tried to keep a lid on it. The good way that information can be used is the way D'Souza was able to show how you could use it in 2000 Mules to track how it made very little sense for people to be making multiple trips to multiple vote drop boxes and multiple trips to NGOs that were organizing the vote, so to speak, during the same compressed time frame in a highly unusual, exceptional manner, and suggested that these were mules, people carrying ballots that were not constitutionally cast in order to influence and shape the presidential election of 2020. The other side is, of course, police love this. But they love this because it creates minority report-type powers. They're able to do a whole tracking and tracing of where anybody has been. In fact, probably the next shoe to drop in all of this is going to be the various way this system is being used with algorithmic data to be able to predict where they think criminal activities may occur or who they think may commit criminal activities. It's simply a logical extension of that old film, Minority Report, where the idea was you could take all of this aggregated data and predict what someone will do. That already happens to some degree in the advertising space, because that's how, you know, you search for something and then suddenly it shows up. Or you simply went and visited it, right? You went to a local mall or a local store where and at that store certain things were for sale, and all of a sudden those things are being advertised to you by text, by email, whenever you open up your web browser, whenever you pull up an app, etc. What people didn't realize is all of these apps were tricks. They were tricks to get you to say, oh, wouldn't that be cool? Oh, wouldn't that be fun? What a little game to play. I like that. Oh, I really like this extra little information. And in exchange, what you were actually doing was giving up your entire life, all of your privacy, all of your individual sovereignty. And privacy and anonymity are essential to political sovereignty. Indeed, so much so that our United States Supreme Court has repeatedly held that you have a constitutional First Amendment right to anonymous speech. You have a constitutional First Amendment right of association. This means that, for example, when the NAACP was raising money in the 1950s, a bunch of the Southern governors and governments tried to find out who was helping out the civil rights organizations. So the civil rights organizations refused to give up their donor list and their volunteer list. And so that went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said there is a right, constitutional First Amendment right, of association, also protected under the First Amendment, political association, political expression, association for religious beliefs, political beliefs, or simply private activities. And those First Amendment rights mean the state cannot find out who your donors are. The same is true in a political expression context. So a case went forward where somebody was doing pamphleteering and they were refusing to disclose who produced the pamphlets and who published the pamphlets or who was distributing the pamphlet. The U.S. Supreme Court again recognized that is a First Amendment constitutional right. So this is your right to privacy that has been effectively and is continually being eviscerated by these app programs, by big tech collusion. Now you might understand why DARPA was so interested in starting the internet in the first place, why big tech and big security and the big state have been colluding from the very get-go. When we come back after the break, we'll discuss in part how big tech has recently been exposed in that collusion by the good federal lawsuit brought in Louisiana, brought by a range of other good people who are joining the suit, including the Attorney General of Louisiana, Missouri, but also private doctors and scientists and others, which exposed the scale of big tech collusion with the state to suppress any independent dissident information. We'll talk about that and what the deep state is up to.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for affordable food. So go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes, guest hosting. We're discussing big tech collusion as part of the deep state desire to control populations and direct its agenda. We'll be talking about a little bit later what the deep state may be up to next against Trump and Trump supporters, or globally, as its despairing attempts to seize and continue to control and maintain and sustain power against its continuing debacles in the court of public opinion happen on an unabated level. Will they allow a Donald John Trump to be president once again in 2025? What might they be up to that could preclude or prevent that, or try to preclude or prevent that? What risk does the president face from assassination itself, as raised recently by the former New York City Police Commissioner, as a real risk for Trump? We'll discuss that more a little bit later in the show. But now back to big tech collusion with big government. What the Louisiana and Missouri lawsuits have detailed is that the scale and scope of big tech collusion was far beyond what was even initially suspected or even alleged by some of the suits that were currently present, including Robert Kennedy's suit against Facebook for their efforts to target Children's Health Defense and he personally for raising dissident information about COVID-19. Well, it turns out almost every agency was complicit. The effort to create that national directory that ultimately had to be scrapped at the last minute after it was publicly exposed was due to how broad and big this effort is, how coordinated and organized it is, how much of it was happening under the president's own nose, President Trump, and now, of course, done with the willing assistance, the aiding and abetting of the Biden administration, deliberately and directly. This includes the FBI, the CIA, the Human Health and Services Department, every major cabinet, Department of Education. If there's a cabinet department, it's involved. If there's a federal agency, it's involved. If there's a law enforcement agency, it's involved. If there's an investigation agency, it's involved. Parts of the Justice Department involved. A whole bunch of people whose sole and whole objective was to prevent and preclude the public from finding out the truth about COVID-19. So the people finding out the truth about the 2020 election, from people finding out the truth about what was happening in Ukraine. The topic changes, but the methodology doesn't. And what the details show, in fact, this is the real reason, by the way, people had asked, why did Zuckerberg tell Joe Rogan and admit that the FBI was the one who directed him to suppress information concerning the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020? Many people had justifiable suspicions of Zuckerberg, given the history of targeting Children's Health Defense and Robert Kennedy on COVID issues and other aspects, that now apparently he is also going to blame that on being directed to do so by Fauci. So why is he suddenly throwing other people under the bus? Is this just a last-minute gasp to save himself from his illicit actions to influence the 2020 election, given the huge amounts of money his foundations flooded Wisconsin and other states in order to create this wave, the sea of mail-in ballots that were not constitutionally qualified ballots, often by people who are not even constitutionally qualified to vote, in a method that was not constitutionally qualified in how it was cast and how it was counted and how it was canvassed or who it was that cast it in the first place? Well, the reason is because Zuckerberg was afraid that the embarrassing information coming out now from the civil lawsuit brought by the states of Missouri and Louisiana and joined by several high-profile members of the Great Barrington Declaration was going to come out. And he wanted to get ahead of the story by looking like he was volunteering the information to Joe Rogan to be able to jump a story that was going to come out anyway. So the real reason Zuckerberg disclosed it is because this great lawsuit is disclosing from the discovery the scale and scope to which big tech has basically been at the beck and call of the government and the deep state now for several years in the censorship game. In fact, this goes back even further, but it just accelerated in 2019, 2020, 2021, and now 2022. So the scope of that big tech collusion is extraordinary. It will raise new issues about the ability for people to sue on the grounds that what is actually happening is that Facebook, Google, YouTube is part of Google, Twitter, that all of these organizations are acting as agents of the federal government. And to the degree that they are, then they are as subject to the Constitution's rules and restrictions as anybody else. This goes back to the old company town principle. The United States Supreme Court said if a company set up a town and controlled the public streets and the public squares and the public parks and the public places, then they were bound by the same constitutional limitations as any government agency, even though the town itself was in private hands. So if they are acting as the agent of the government, then a lot more people can seek legal remedy and relief against them and to try to stop them from doing it, because the government cannot achieve indirectly what the Constitution precludes and prohibits it from getting directly. Indeed, in this context, this is part of the issues that are related to the Elon Musk Twitter fight that is currently occurring in a court in Delaware, where an expert witness is saying that up to 80% of Twitter's traffic is actually driven by bots. This is also, again, part of the same censorship package, because there's two ways to censor. One way to censor is to remove the poster or remove the post, remove the content, or remove the content creator. But the other way to censor is actually more effective, as Robert Epstein and others have detailed, which is that you create a fake story and you push that fake story and you pretend that fake story is popular. So it's the big lie that is often one of the most effective means of censoring stories, by promoting the opposite of the truth while you bury the truth through various algorithmic manipulations, which critically depend upon a lot of bots. The more bots there are, the more they're able to get a certain message out, the more they're able to promote that message. So the assumption has been that Twitter was lying about its bot presence because it was lying to advertisers, saying, hey, you spend a dollar, you'll reach, say, 1,000 people. And it turns out, no, you actually reach, 800 bots and 200 people. Well, while that may have been their monetary incentive for it, it appears, given this discovery information about the collusion data, that the more likely explanation, or at least an equally powerful explanation, is that it helped facilitate the deep state's agenda in manipulating the narrative across the world. The old programs like Operation Mockingbird had sort of faded. The internet could break through. Their ability to limit and constrain the people's ability to find independent information, to speak their own mind and to share their own perspective was at an extraordinary level. And so they needed to use the people who had such disparate monopoly power over these social media platforms to act as their gatekeeper, and to act as their gatekeeper not only in censoring dissident information, but in promoting information they knew was often false or inaccurate, in order to be able to buttress the institutional narrative, like we saw throughout the election fornication issues, like we saw throughout COVID and the lockdowns, like we've seen throughout the vaccine mandate issues, as Peter McCullough, talking to Alex yesterday, detailed in great detail. Robert Malone has also done as well, and many others, that all of this dissident information was not just excluded from the court of public opinion, but certain people within the public square were given louder microphones and bigger platforms than everybody else. But it didn't come from the people. They made it look like it came from the people, but it was illusory. It was like the Matrix. It was like being inside the system. What it is they use the bots to make somebody look much more popular than they actually were, to make a certain message look much more popular than it actually was, just as they were suppressing the indigenous organic popularity of other components. To give just one recent illustration this week, taglines like Red Sermon, in reference to Biden's horrific authoritarian speech, or talking about the nature of Biden's relationship, pedo Biden, and various versions of that as well, were both organically trending on Twitter, but they were arbitrarily and artificially suppressed, while other topics were artificially inflated. But they need not only algorithmic manipulation, they need fake bots to achieve it and attain it. That's what the big tech is an operative of the deep state always has been. But now we may be getting enough factual details through Musk's suit and these other suits to expose it and unwind it for good. When we come back, we'll be discussing a range of topics, but including what the deep state's agenda may be up next for Trump, for MAGA, for America in desperate times.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today, and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully, more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects to yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Barnes, guest hosted, discussing a little bit later, what is the chances the deep state accelerates or escalates its actions in unparalleled and unprecedented ways, in ways that reflect and represent the red sermon speech we got from V for Vendetta would-be President Joe Biden this past week. We'll be discussing that a little bit more and a little bit later. But first up, talking about big tech collusion and its various constituent components. Another example of what big tech is up to showed up in Colorado this past week, as various thermostats were taken over by the power company through its digital control over those thermostats in order to dictate what temperature people could find acceptable and would be okay for the big companies. And now take that capability and combine it, and it becomes like one of the more recent last version of the X-Files season, that new season they did a few years ago. That had a few episodes in it, or a Black Mirror episode from the Netflix series, where what happens in the X-Files show is that everything is automated. And so they go to a sushi shop where everything is automated, and they give a bad review. And because they give a bad review, there's a complete attack on everything concerning them, their ability to get into the automated car, to their ability, the automated vacuum that works in their home, the automated security system, the automated weather temperature system. Basically, it's 2001 Space Odyssey brought to your everyday life. So if they can do that in Colorado, where they can just dictate what temperature is now acceptable for your home, imagine what else they can do. the more they have complete digital control, where you have a real grid, like the cinematic style real grid, then what you're going to have is you're going to be subject to their complete control. That's what a large part of big tech is about. It's about control, controlling information, controlling your activities, controlling your ability to function. That's what increasing talk this week of a central bank digital currency is all about. As people are aware, Biden has required that there be a study made of how quickly the U.S. government itself could shift or transition to a central bank digital currency. We've been warning about this for several years, going back to our interviews with George Gammon here on InfoWars back during 2020. And we're seeing those escalate, more and more talks. In fact, now the International Monetary Fund and other groups are talking about setting up a universal settlement process of recognizing financial transfers and property protocols through a uniform central mechanism. This would be a critical step to a global central bank digital currency. Now, the only thing blowing back against them in this capacity is their complete failure at the economic war on Russia that has created troubles around the globe. It's unlikely most of the world will be interested in this. So the initial guinea pigs for this central bank digital currency operation will be those of us here in the United States and in the West. But it is likely coming, because imagine if your complete access to funds, you no longer could have a means of exchange with just printed dollar bills, which have their own issue, or any other means of exchange through coins or your own choice of barter, but instead you had to use the government's digital currency on available, only accessible and available on your phone. Well, then you could be like those Chinese protesters recently. So due to the Chinese real estate problems that go from the real estate bubble they created in China with the facilitation of local governments, developers, bankers, and others, they diverted a lot of excess savings from the Chinese developing working and middle classes into excess housing and what was basically a big fat real estate bubble. As that bubble has begun to pop, it has had ramifications throughout the entire banking industry. The savings policies and then public protest have then followed. However, when somebody went out to try to protest at the bank, they were their means of getting on the train, their means of communicating, their means of even being legally outside without papers, so to speak, was revoked on the grounds they now had a public health red label. This is the beginning stages of China's social credit system that is going to be exported here soon. That is the goal and objective of global digital currency. Because what it can do is it can prevent you from doing pretty much anything that requires money. And if you think about it, pretty much everything requires money. Even the ability to pay for your internet service, your cable service, your phone service, your electric bill, your water bill, your housing bill, your car bill, your gas bill, your food bill. All are bills. All are costs. What happens if the government turns it off? Says, nope, can't do it this week. No food for you. No fuel for you. No water for you. No electric for you. You name it. It's the ultimate method and mechanism of control. And that's why they love the idea of global digital currencies. And you're likely to see an expansion of it. But just as that is expanding in the power grab space, they're also moving in the censorship space. So this week, a website known as Kiwi Farms was targeted by Taylor Lorenz, the Washington Post defamer and libeler, who has gone after a range of politically inconvenient individuals behalf of either the New York Times or the Washington Post, which has led to a range of suits against her, including one major one pending by Adriana Jacobs, someone who wasn't even political at all, just posed a threat to certain parts of the Hollywood industry at their ability to control upcoming talent, particularly social media influencer talent. She has now targeted the Kiwi Farms site. And this is because Kiwi Farms outed grooming activities by various trans individuals. And in fact, not only that, the lawyer who discussed this, Nick Riccata, people can find him online, Nick Riccata, Riccata Law, and had a debate with someone about it, also got another YouTube strike. The person who popularly broadcast the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and the Johnny Depp trial, exposing that a lot of woke agendas and media agendas in those cases were false and a lie, and exposed these activities of these various trans groomers, he too suffered a suspension at YouTube. But the Cloudflare went in and took down Kiwi Farms altogether. This was another example where InfoWars was the canary in the coal mine. For those that don't remember, many years ago, several years ago, after the success of the Trump campaign, Alex Jones and InfoWars was target number one. And it wasn't just the lawfare. They used the lawfare as a means to deplatform InfoWars. And not only that, they went after everything. They went after payment processors. They went after online servers. They went after anybody who simply platformed, broadcast, published, or had any kind of financial transaction with InfoWars. InfoWars survived thanks to the audience, thanks to the people. It wasn't supposed to happen. InfoWars was supposed to be gone. Alex Jones was supposed to be gone. As Peter McCullough said yesterday in his interview with Alex, and as he talked about on social media today, it was great to be on InfoWars because it was great to be on a no-censorship platform, a place that did not censor people. And that's why they were obsessed with taking InfoWars out, because it was the primary source of independent information. But it failed because you, the people, refused to allow it to fail. This is, in fact, the key to any popular resistance anywhere in the history of man. It requires broad public support from key parts of the community. Doesn't require a majority. Half the country in any point in time is going to be uninformed. It just requires the informed and educated portion that's passionate about it to hold their ground. And that's what you at InfoWars have done. And how do you do that? You do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You can go there right now and get a wide range of discounts. You can find something. The way I like to put it is, why do I go to InfoWarsStore.com? Why have I been purchasing products for many years there? Because it makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser in one clean step. First of all, it makes you healthier because there's a bunch of products that Alex and his crew have personally vouched for, personally vetted, personally reviewed, personally used, and have great confidence in. And you can see that reaffirmed in the wide range of commenters who have reviewed on it over time. You can see it has some of the highest rates of approval, likability, and satisfaction you'll get of any products out there. So it makes you wealthier because these products are being offered at great discounts right now and at a substantial discount compared to many of the competitors for the same quality level of product. Sometimes people compare the product versus something that purports to be the alternative, but if you look at the ingredient list, you find it often is not an effective alternative. So you can get, whether it's DNA Force, fish oil. The other thing I always recommend is just go on there and see if there's something you can substitute your everyday life for. This is the part that makes you and everyone else wiser, is keeps InfoWars online. And the value of that is your value. It's not only your value that you are contributing to others, but is a value that you receive. It is a reciprocal gift of sorts, because you make yourself better educated. Because free speech is about the audience more than it's about the speaker. It's about the right to listen as much as it's about the right to talk. And you keep that alive for everybody by going to InfoWarsStore.com and just find something you already use that is an effective substitute right there. And, or maybe it's something as simple as Alex Jones's new book, The Great Reset. Simple, short, succinct, to the point, well detailed. You can get it. Steve Bannon himself says one of the best books written, period. So you can get one of those, get a T-shirt, get something else. But go to InfoWarsStore.com now to continue to keep freedom and liberty alive in America by keeping information free.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.